702 on 92.7 and 106 FM.
Streaming on the Prime Media Plus app
and on DStv channel 856.
The 25th of April, 2024, 7 after 9. Good morning to you. I hope you're well. Thanks very much for joining us. You're on 702. My name is Thabo Shola Mashau. I'm in for Clement. We're together till 12. I'm excited to be in your company, and I'm hoping that we will have interesting discussions. And we'll kick off right away with an open line. And my offering to the open line, notwithstanding yours, of course, is the role of media ahead of the elections. I know politicians will have a lot to say about this. Some politicians have already offered their views on this, saying that there are media institutions that are against them. As a voter, as a potential voter, what's your role in making sure that the media is accountable? Is the media veering off and choosing one party over the other, giving a certain narrative of positivity of one politician over others? Is the media fair, especially ahead of the elections? I mean, let's talk about it. Let's put a mirror in front of ourselves and really take a closer look and inspect our steps as the media. As a consumer of media, listening to me right now and listening to other shows, reading newspapers, watching TV, participating online, do you think that the media media platforms steer in a certain direction and gently try to get you to vote for this party and avoid this one? Do they demonize one party at the expense of others? Do they pour glitters of gold over certain personalities ahead of the elections? Sadly so, of course. And does it mean that we have to get to a point, very contentious issue that's been debated over the years, that media houses need to come out and say, listen, we prefer party X, but you can come and debate with us? I want to hear from you, genuinely. When you listen to the media, do they influence your way? Of course, it can't just be one show that influences how you vote, but generally, the narrative that's been poured into society, does it have an effect on the general outcomes of an election? That's between 9 and 10, and anything else on your mind, of course, I'd love to hear about it.
Join us.
Let's walk the talk.
This is 702.
On X as well, at Radio 702, my handle is at IamFreeTSM. Please make use of this opportunity so that we don't only speak about this thing, these things in office corridors, around bright areas, water coolers. What do you think of the media? Because I mean, whenever I move around and have debates with people off air, people seem to think that generally the media in South Africa is biased. They tend to think that the media wants a general populace to think one way or the other. And if that's really the case, it means that it might have an impact on an election. And to what extent does it affect the credibility of the election being free, fair, and independent if things are whispered into your ear? I mean, we've seen certain surveys that have come out, and some have been criticized to be politically propelled one way or the other. And those have really brought some serious concerns that are these surveys, some perpetrated by the media, meant to drive people to think in a certain way, to create certain possibilities in their minds, and to sketch narratives that suggest otherwise about an election? You could be from a political party, you could be from a civil organization, a church, or just an individual who will be voting. How do you think the media has been handling itself ahead of an election, which is about 40 or less days away from now, May 29th? I'd love to hear from you about it. It's a very important one because, I mean, we are putting a mirror in front of ourselves. I'm literally giving you a stick to beat us up. So that, because I also hate the fact that it's very rare when media organizations criticize each other. It is very, very rare. And that should be just the norm. If we are in the business of holding others accountable, we should also be held accountable. Well, It could be that you thinking that generally the media is doing a great job in South Africa. You are also most welcome to participate and give us a shout. One other thing on the open line, of course, that we can look at, if you have been following the Senzo Meyiwa case, one of the advocates, Advocate Mngome Zulu, says that he fears for his life. And he said two suspicious looking men came to his house, and it seemed like they had intentions to harm him somewhat. And he went out, heard the dogs barking, and there were two suspicious men outside his home. And as a result, the court has ordered that he must get protection from the South African police services. The police must provide him with a bit of protection. So that's a very interesting one. Again, on my mind, it's something that we discussed a little bit earlier on in the week about one DJ Mashata was shot, celebrities who've been dying. And I'm just wondering, for people like us who don't follow celebrity news very closely, what is happening in that world and why is someone not coming out? I heard Julius Malema also memoring some things about things will be okay. It appears as if there's a force behind all these killings. Some of us really don't know anything about it. Come out. Yesterday, as I was browsing the social media pages, there was also one famous youngster who is popular on Twitter and elsewhere. His music is very popular in the genre called Amapiano. His name is Gabza the Small. He apparently canceled a concert where he was also fearing for his life. What is happening, guys? Please take us into your confidence. Open up. What is happening in that world? Let's not just wake up and see people die. What is behind this? It appears as if people know what is behind this, but everyone is keeping it quiet. Let's hear from you. It could be that you have a different topic that you'd like to propose. You are most welcome to bring it on board. That's why this is the open line for you to raise any issue that you feel that you need to raise. Very, very important. And it could be that there are some media personalities where you think, no matter what, this person, he's betting for this party, no matter what. We have to talk about that. That is uncomfortable. But we are not a serious democracy that we pretend to be if we are unable to put a mirror in front of ourselves. We have to travel those muddy roads barefooted. We have to do it. It can be that we are the ones with a stick, with a microphone, with a camera, with a pen, and holding everyone accountable, but we are not held accountable. It has to get to a point where we are also on our toes. I know it will be very uncomfortable for many of our colleagues, but it has to be done, or else we are not a serious democracy. 0118830702. Moshere in Pretoria West. Morning.
Yes, Tabo, how are you this morning?
I am free as usual, Moshere. How are you, sir?
All right. Tabo, look, it might be happening all the time, but if you listen, the issue of media not playing the role to educate the masses and also give them feedback, whenever it might be a governing party or any political party, when they give feedback to the communities, normally on the news, you'll just hear the headlines. But towards the elections, that's where the spotlight is put on certain political parties when they go back to the community to give feedback, of which some people, when they listen to this, they're thinking that this is a political ploy just to try to lure the voters. But if you look on government's programs or whatever political party, you'll see on a daily basis, they indicate this is what we have achieved, this is what we are doing. But normally the media is not putting the spotlight on that. That also, it might, of course, during the election, the media might be focusing on, but some people who don't check this program of the government or certain political parties, they think this is only happening during the election, of which is not the true reflection.
Yeah. Moshere, do you think that South African media has to get to a point where they paint their colors on the mast? They say very clearly that generally, this is the party that we prefer, generally. But of course, the platform is for everyone. Just as much as we know about some of those media houses in the US, in UK, about the Tories, and also in the US, we do know that you have conservative media such as Fox, which is primarily Republican in its nature and in its narrative. When you go there as a Democrat, you go there knowing what you're up for, and you know that you must really take the gloves off because you are in for a good fight, as opposed to pretending that we're all neutral, we're all good. Actually, we are agnostic to your political background, whilst back at the ranch, we know that actually this is the person that we support.
I would prefer the media. Of course, I know everyone has the political parties that they support, but I would prefer the media to put whatever news or whatever discussion so that the public can decide on their own, not to necessarily force people to vote for a political party. But I know every individual, they have political party that they will hope or they will love to see governing the country. But for those who... It just gives and wish on the table and let the people give the information so that people can decide on what based on the information that they get.
Yeah, Mushere, thanks very much as usual. I really appreciate your viewpoints. It's 19 minutes after 9 o'clock. You're on 702. Your voice notes on 072-702-1702.
Hello, Thabo. Honestly, I don't want to say the media is necessarily under attack, but I just think that the criticism leveled against the media is quite unfair. I think we underestimate the role of the media in a constitutional democracy like ours. I think the media has played a critical role. I mean, look at state capture and look at the role the media played in uncovering a lot that happened. In fact, the media played a critical role in what we deem as a state capture. If you were to ask me between the media and the commission itself, I think we've got better ROI on the media than the 1 billion rand spent on the commission. Morning, Thabo. Prince here in Bedford View.
Appreciate those views. Very interesting. And that's someone who is on the side of the media, clearly saying that the media has done quite a lot and it needs to be appreciated, especially with state capture and other stories. You know, there were some papers that went to court not too long ago. And I think if my memory serves me well, it was against the papers were to defend the former Secretary General of the African National Congress, Ace Magashule. And the papers cited that the courts should not, like the media, demonize individuals and think that they are angels and saints. And on the other side, they're demons and evil people, because generally it's more nuanced than that. I'd love to hear from you. 011-830-702. But first, we'll come back to you, Kustas, and others who are calling. 072-702-1702.
Walking the talk.
This is 702.
702.
7:02 indeed. Welcome to it. 24 minutes after 9 o'clock. Thabo in for Clement. We're together till 12. And it's an open line. Whatever is on your mind goes at this point. On Twitter, Zugi C has sent, it's called X now. I keep on referring to it as Twitter. On X, this is what Mzugi C has sent to us, saying that, morning, Thabo, will you please get the spokesperson of City Power Joburg to explain the outage in parts of Marshalltown? It's been 4 days now. No explanation whatsoever. We have not been able to operate since Monday. No explanation. When we make inquiries, nothing happens. Kindly assist. And Sfundo, while still on X, says, I might not be able to listen to the show, Thabo. Yes, radio hosts can be influential in our decisions to vote. Journalism is educating, persuading, and host can change someone's thinking or belief through persuasion. Fundo, I could not agree with you more. Even if it's not intentional, but influence can be deduced. 011-883-0702. Kustas, morning.
Yeah, morning. Thabo, let me just, I want to talk about Shamila Paltoi, but I want to touch on the media.
Yeah.
I think, Thabo, we need to be fair. Our media houses, in terms of resources, are stretched. Now, I do have great appreciation because once you get into this place, you recognize how thin the resources are. Now, South Africa is a big country, and I don't think people recognize how big it is, whereby not all media houses would have enough resources to cover the length and the breadth of the country. But I have a great appreciation to say the work that you guys do and journalists do help us at least to give us a glimpse of what is happening in the country. Not all. Therefore, then I'm saying when we then criticize let's say media houses for not getting it right here and there, we must be cognizant to say that if they were to have enough resources, you know, they could cover the length and breadth of the country. We could hear everything. And therefore, then it's our responsibility as society, businesses and so on to say, okay, we can criticize these guys, but let's not forget, they can't get to Limpopo today. And yet the story is made for today. People forget. Story is relevant today. Tomorrow is old news.
Yeah, Kostas, yeah, sorry to interrupt you, but, you know, the gist of the discussion is not necessarily about the width and the length of the coverage. It's about the content itself. In a way, I'm trying to say, if Thabo is behind the microphone, his views, his nuances, his intended and unintended remarks between the lines when you are listening, will you then vote for Party X? Am I influencing you to stand firm against certain politician because I don't personally like that politician? I mean, not blatantly and frankly say that I hate Kostas as a politician, but every time I have to speak about Kostas, I only mention negative things to an extent where I am almost mobilizing the listenership to vote in a different way, to persuade them. So I'm not, and I understand how stretched newsrooms are. I'm the first to understand that. I'm not talking about covering every corner, but I'm just talking about commentary, the narrative, and the types of stories and the language within the stories as well. Because media is an extremely powerful tool, and subconsciously, there are seeds that are being planted.
The purpose of you that you are sitting there, Thabo, is to educate me, to inform me, and to entertain me. That's the reason I'm listening to radio, those two things. Now, when you educate me about the ANC, I must understand that maybe, or inform me about the ANC. You might not inform me everything that I would like about the ANC. You inform me also the things that I shouldn't like. Also, you educate me to say, guys, as a constitutional democracy, this is the way we should go. So, in short, we appreciate your opinion. Because it is your opinion. It would be sad if I come onto a radio and you just listen to me and I do a monologue and you drop the phone and say thank you because I will not give you an opportunity to share your thought.
Now, no.
Our job is to hear your thought.
No, of course.
And then to interact with you. So I'm saying media is doing a great job on that matter to educate, to inform and to entertain.
And I thank you for that. I mean, for heaping praises upon us, Kostas, it means a lot to me. But also, we shouldn't miss a point that, just to give you an example, there would be some high-profile individuals who commit crime, and we would then use certain jargon to explain that. But if it's Kostas, we would openly say, Kostas, the murderer called Kostas did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But if it's Thabo,
yes.
Thabo killed whoever. And those nuances are very important, Kostas, for me, you know. And the reason we are talking about this is I don't want us to shy away from holding each other accountable. And it's not for me just to get praises. It's not for that. I'm saying, whenever we have conversations outside the studios and elsewhere, people complain a lot about media. And here's a platform. Raise it here. Challenge it here. Let's hear what you have to say. But Kostas, I really appreciate your call. All the best, man.
Thank you.
Always great hearing from you. Kostas from Midrand. It's exactly 9:30.
Let's walk the talk.
7:02.
7:02, 25 minutes to 10 o'clock. And welcome back. My name is Thabo. Great having you with us. 0727021702. We've been chatting about the role of media ahead of the elections and the newspapers that you read, TV shows that you watch, current affairs that you consume, and everything else in between, as long as it's media produced. Does it have an influence on you? Have you ever really disliked one politician bitterly, mainly because of what you've heard in the news, what you have read about them, but really, really, you didn't have a view prior to that? Can media in any way steer you towards one direction? What I'm trying to say essentially is, can media have a direct or otherwise impact on an election, as we will be going to vote on May the 29th. I would love to hear from you about those. The other time, I think I was, I had just landed in Durban, and there was some visit that I was doing that side. And at the airport, I met a couple of politicians, and we exchanged pleasantries. And they're like, "Ah, yeah, we're not now. You work for white people now. We're not gonna talk to you." And I was thinking, but what does that even mean? So the issue is, there's a certain sense that certain media houses take a certain posture on politics. And I'm trying to find out from you, does it sway your vote? Or it's just water under the bridge? Snowy, you're in West Dean. Good morning.
Hi, Thabo. You know, yesterday you you had a guest on talking about trademarks. You recall?
Yes, I recall. Yes, no, I do. I do recall.
So
yes.
inadvertently, you may, maybe you didn't realize, but you were actually assisting the ANC to with their case. I thought if I was a lawyer or someone involved with the trademark case, now with the MK, I would use that woman to come and help testify on the common law basis that the use of that MK slogan and symbols belongs to the ANC. If you understand what I mean. I said and thought I would really use that woman to promote the ANC or to help fight the case. That's my comment.
No, Snowy, before you go away, perhaps some people didn't listen to the show yesterday. Let's give them a brief background. We're talking about trademarks and IPs and intellectual property and so on. So we're seeing what is really a trademark, how can you protect it? And as one of the examples, at least a recent example that everyone can relate to, I mentioned the issue of the ANC and the MK case, which has just been decided by the court, even though the appeal is underway. And so I'm trying to understand that, are you saying that I assisted the ANC by
no,
hosting?
I'm saying it was inadvertent.
Yes.
It was not your intention.
Yes.
I am an ANC supporter, or have been. Jacob's my second term. I didn't vote for him. I voted Judy M. Then I voted for Ramaphosa. So intrinsically, now, because they've taken so long with the MPA persecutions, I'm voting a new kid on the block. I'm going for Rise and Zanzi. But intrinsically, I am an ANC supporter. And I'm extremely upset that the ANC took so long to fight for the right of the youth of the MK. When that woman came on board yesterday, I thought, damn, if I was so active in the ANC, I would have said to them, listen to that woman on 702.
Yes, Snowy, thanks very much. Thank you so much. And I'm glad that you listen every day, Snowy. It means the world to us. All the best to you. John, you're in Jamestown. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm free, John. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
No, I know that. I was just saying that we know that our media is, what do you call it? It's functional.
Okay, say more.
So they are functional, so they have got their favorites and those that they dislike. And you'll see by the people who are called, like for instance, if it comes to parties, the parties who are called to, like, Clement Manyatera, Joel Pelman, some will be called, some will never be called. So then they're given more time just to advance their cause. And today I was so appalled in the morning. I was listening to Africa. One person was saying, Trevor Manuel is knowing something about this issue of, and Dr. Frinji Nala, the late one, they know something about the arms deal. And then Africa Milan could not take it. He could not even listen to the guy because the narrative is that Jacob Zuma is corrupt. I don't believe how it's corrupt, but that's what we are saying. I'll wish one day in that Clemenceau, in Bongwan Bingwaso, that the MK party, like the other parties, who Rise Muzanzi, Bushiluba, they've been called. Boza, they've been called to the show. I want to hear from him. Bongwan Bingwa was asking questions about what does the MK party stands for. I don't know. I want to hear that as a listener. You must call and ask those particular questions. You can speak and interact with Jacob Zuma or whoever was there and hear the side of the story. But the other day, Bongwan Bingwa, he said when Zuma's book was published, he said he couldn't even take a page and wipe his ass with it. Okay, on air. That's how much the guy hates the person.
Yeah.
You understand?
Here's the thing. But I don't know if you were listening the other day. Bongwan Bingwa has spoken to the spokesperson of the MK party. And I'm not holding brief for Bongwan or anyone else. I'm my own person. I have my own views and I'm not defending anyone. But I'm just saying if fairness was to be expressed, he has spoken to MK party people before. And then he has also given Let me finish. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna keep quiet, give you a chance, and then I won't hang up on you. So he has given, I think even that day, Ntlamulo got ample opportunity to advance his point to an extent where he was challenging Bongwan on a number of issues. And Bongwan ended the interview, rightly so, after quite some time with saying, thank you, that was Ntlamulo from MK Party. I think that interview was very fair. So he has. But secondly, you spoke about the John Pellman show and others, and this show as well. I also listen when I'm not on air, by the way, quite extensively. So John, of recent, he has been speaking to a number of political parties, especially post their manifesto launches. He has made a serious effort to bring almost every single party, to an extent that at the conclusion of each interview, he would even tell you where to get additional information for that particular manifesto, with Good Party, IFP, ANC, and many others. He has gone out of his way to do that on his show. And Clement on his show as well. I think they speak to a myriad of politicians from different backgrounds. And I've heard, I mean, as a listener, I've heard many, many, many politicians who've been on this show as well. Yeah.
Yes,
so
yes.
I'm quiet. I'm listening to you as you conclude. Yes.
Yeah, Bongwan Bingwa, Clement Manyathela, they will never call upon Jacob Zuma to their show. They will never call upon Gwede Mantashe to their show. They will call those that they don't like.
Yeah.
They only call they only call that they like. Who Gwede never.
No,
Malima, you'll never hear Malima in Bongwan Bingwa's show. You'll never hear them.
Can I tell you something about this show, ne? As far as I know. And I know the producers, and I've worked with them extensively. And we don't always agree on all issues, but we engage each other very, very hectically. Let me tell you, we make an effort to call every single person, whether we like them or not. And let me tell you something about this Jacob Zuma issue. I don't know how many times they might have tried to call Jacob Zuma, and they declined on the other side. Myself
we
as
don't
a
know my, about my, that.
No. Let me tell you about myself as a chair. It is extremely difficult to get Jacob Zuma to speak to you as a media practitioner. Extremely.
Okay.
And I'm saying this on air. I'm happy to challenge anyone who wants to challenge me on the extremely. Yesterday, let me give you last view on this. Yesterday, only yesterday, we were in PE, right? And we're preparing for the show for today. One of the people that we had wanted to have on the hanging out feature was Fikile Mbalula. And you would claim that we don't like him. Guess what he said? Guess what he said when we asked him to be on the show for today? He said, nope, I'm campaigning. That's his response. Nope. So we endeavor to bring a plethora of people, whether we like them or not. So I'm not defending the station. I'm telling you about my experience on the station. Yeah.
Okay. Last but not least, sure. I believe you.
Yeah.
But with Clement, and Wangani. They are biased against certain people.
Well, they'll speak for themselves. Let them speak for themselves. Wangani has got a show tomorrow morning. I'm sure he's listening. He'll defend himself then. And Clement is back tomorrow as well. He'll defend himself. I'm not his advocate. But thanks for that. Thanks for that challenging thought, John. Really appreciate it. And let's really put each other to account. Teboho, hey, you're in Sente.
Hey. Do you know the song? When there no zoom, when there no zoom, I'll send you, we'll know now.
When you love like propaganda, I know the song. I know the song.
Yeah.
I know the song.
So I think the previous caller is saying Clement and perhaps Bongani. Well, yeah. Clement, I'm not sure. I think Clement is fine. I think Bongani will have like propaganda and none, but it's fine.
So
my point is that media, I mean, remember, information ought to influence people. We are the information we carry. We are what we listen, just as much as we are what we eat.
Yeah.
So it's a role of the media and the responsibility to influence people with the information.
Yeah.
Just make sure that the information is credible, okay?
Yeah.
Credible, and it also is a responsibility of those that are listening to ensure the information is credible, to test the information.
They're very interesting.
Got you.
And speaking of objectivity, Debza, thanks very much for that call. Speaking of objectivity, Brabrenji just sent me very interesting articles. I can't read all of them on air, but I will send you, I'll post on X some of the links. One is from Washington Post, and it says something very incisive. I'll just try to read three lines, and you can pick up the message from there. It says, why shouldn't the same logic apply to politics? If you're not going to refrain from voting, why not let your readers know, or your listeners know, how you voted, so they can judge your objectivity for themselves? If you are asking them to trust you despite your political opinions, shouldn't they know those opinions, what those opinions are? If you believe you do an adequate job of preventing your opinions from curdling into bias, what are you afraid of? And that snippet from the Washington Post really challenges journalists to say, you're saying you don't influence people. You're saying that you are not necessarily, you know, objectivity is another thing. Of course, no one can be objective. But if you are going to try your best to be impartial, why not come out and say, I vote for this, so that we can test it against your views? Very interesting. I'll post those on Facebook and on X. 011-883-0702. 12 minutes to 10 o'clock. Let's come back to your voice notes just after this.
Walking the talk.
This is 702.
702.
011-883-0702. If you've just joined us, welcome. We're talking about on the open line, that is, media, how it influences your daily lives, especially ahead of an election that is coming on May the 29th. How reports are being prepared, how the message has been conveyed to you. Will it in any way influence not just your thinking, but how you vote come that fateful day, May 29th? Does it in any way, does media in any way drive your decisions that you make in life? And we are also touching a bit on objectivity. On X, Togozani says, it says, look at how Eyewitness News reports differently on individuals embroiled in similar allegations. This is nothing short of racism. So he's got two, he's juxtaposing two snippets of the headlines. One says, breaking news, Marcus Yoste reported dead after allegedly shooting himself. Then he juxtaposes that against this one. And he says, just in, Tswane speaker confirms death of fraud accused former mayor Murunga Magwarela. Very interesting point, by the way. An extremely interesting point. And to some extent, I will agree with that, because what Marcus Yoste did is unheard of, not just in South Africa, but generally in the world. And this is not to say Murunga Magwarela didn't do anything bad, but it's quite a very interesting juxtaposition there. Just as much as at times, what's his name? The Olympian who was taken to Oscar Pistorius. How could I forget Oscar? I mean, sometimes when we hear about reports of Oscar, we hear how he killed Steenkamp. How he killed. That's a very soft way of putting it. How he brutally murdered. That should be more like it. But in other instances, we'd hear about how some people murdered others. You see, we have to hold ourselves to account. That brings about higher standards. And I am not in any way suggesting that objectivity exists. It doesn't. Because we come in front of the cameras, holding microphones, bearing burdens of the factors that influence us socially, psychologically, and otherwise. We are influenced. 011-883-0702. Peter in Forriesburg. Hi, Peter.
Hi, how are you,
Thabo? I'm free, Peter. How's it going with you?
Yeah, I'll be. Let me get to the point. You see, Thabo, when we grew up, through Radio Sesotho, by then or the city now.
Yeah.
You know, the propaganda that used to be there on the SABC was that the former, the very same guys that went on exile, S. Baferekani, you know, the terrorists, that guys, these are the terrorists, they come here, they're gonna kill all of us. Mm. That's what was sold to us. As people got educated, and we said, you know what, this is not true, but the majority of the people, Thabo, bought into that. Mm. So, whether we like it or not, media is a very, very powerful tool. Whether it's here all over the world. Like now, Thabo, yes, MKP, whether we like it or not, is there. It's a disruptor. But what is coming out, it's like the guys there and the ladies, they've got no clue on how to govern. That is the message, the negative part of what is coming out quite clear, Thabo.
Mm. Peter, thanks very much for that. 5 minutes to 10 o'clock. Let's go to your voice notes. 072-702-1702.
Good morning, Thabo. My issue with the media is when they interview people that they call experts. You know, the so-called political analyst. What qualifies one to be one? I've seen so many people being called experts, but they don't give like a neutral comment on political issues. They are so biased, pushing a narrative. So, yeah, that's my issue. What qualifies one to be called a political analyst? Who should be called, interviewed, you know, for the media to be responsible? Who qualifies? Who should be interviewed and called political analysts? Thank you, man.
Yes, Thabo. Absolutely, man. Journalists have got power of influence to society. Huge influence. That's why they are targets of politicians who are even ready to pay them so that these journalists favor them or give a certain political party more airtime than the other, or maybe they become more critical of one party from the other, or critical of a certain political figure. You see, I remember even one of your colleagues, I want to mention his name, who was a journalist, and only to find that he was also moonlighting as a counselor. Imagine that. So, so journalists indeed are used as a tool to influence the society or to influence politics. Moses.
Thabo Shole Mashao, I trust you are well. By its very nature, media is intended and aimed at influencing public opinion. So the notion that criticizes the role played by the media influencing public opinion is a fallacy in my view. And secondly, as it relates to biasness, whether or not media is biased, I fully believe that media is biased because media practitioners are human beings and human beings are by nature biased. There is, however, a regulatory framework wherein checks and balances need to be put in place to ensure that this biasness does not unfairly favor others while it discounts some. So all in all, what I'm saying is media is intended to influence public opinion, and secondly, media is indeed biased because the practitioners are biased.
That sounded a lot like Songezo Zibi of Rise Mzansi. I could be wrong, but if it is, thanks for calling through, Songezo. Really appreciate it. And this is what the conversation is about. But really appreciate it. And this just means that, you see, we don't think of ourselves as sacred cows somewhere there who shouldn't be criticized. But if anything else, I hope that opened up that conversation that there are no sacred cows.